This is not something we anticipated. I just wanted there to be a conversation. I didn't think it would be this far out of hand. I'm concerned about unity in this church because we're stronger together than we are apart. The conversation I think we have to have, all of us, all of the time, is a continuing conversation with God. And maybe that conversation means we need to be quiet and listen to what God might be saying to us. We need to make room for those who do not agree with us, but who do agree upon the cross. Ambiguity is possible so long as we agree on Christ and Christ crucified. When the world can see this, people who have genuine, deep disagreements, cultural differences, but nevertheless come together, it's key for us to see that we're not bringing God out there. God is already there, waiting for us to be ready to be touched and see these people, whether ecumenical or interreligious, in fact, as fellow travelers and pilgrims in this one world that we call home. That's a conversation we must have as a church.